What's up, guys? Remember our pet hamster Nacho? Well, the other day I felt something weird near his stomach, and I thought that could be a tumor or other serious infection, so I asked Mom to schedule an appointment for him. This is actually the second time we visited the vet, and everyone's working there actually really likes Nacho. They said he's friendly and never bites while they're doing a checkup. Last time they had to poke a tiny hole near his eye and get rid of the unwanted stuff. I bet that really hurt, but he still didn't bite or hiss at anyone. Anyways, after we took it to the vet, they did some checkups and told us that it's not a tumor and won't harm him. All we have to do is keep an eye on it. What a relief. False Death by Emily John. Chapter 2. The mood wasn't great when we all arrived at the bar. This could have been a fun activity if it wasn't Josh Paul who invited us. Josh still doesn't know who killed his daughter, and he specifically told us we're here to have a serious conversation, so we all know we're dead meat. Jace wasn't too bothered by the tense mood, nor did he care about everyone with their serious faces on. He was so hungover, and he probably doesn't remember our secret meeting after the incident. Let's just pray he doesn't blabber at our secret. Enzo, on the other hand, was not doing okay. He did not think killing someone and bailing is the right thing to do, and he felt very bad doing so. He was up all night, stress eating, and spent the whole morning throwing up. The guilt was killing him, and he could confess to Josh Paul, and that makes him a threat to us. Although the rest of us felt terrible, we were still trying hard to keep our cover. I pushed the bar door open. A gush of coolness swept through me as we walked inside the air-conditioned room. I spotted Josh and Alvin sitting at the table near the corner. Their expressions were solemn. We walked towards them slowly, and Zo pulled his cap down to cover his face. "There you are," Josh said. We sat down at the table beside them. He looked over at me. "Ben, you promised you would be back before midnight. Where were you?" he asked coldly. I sank deep into my chair, and Zo gulped and wiped a drop of sweat off his forehead. Jace giggled quietly, despite how nervous we were. Josh frowned at him. "What are you laughing about?" he demanded in his booming voice. "Ariana died. Act like you care." Turning back to me, his expression turned even more serious. "Well?" I stammered. "See, we were stuck in heavy traffic because of the rain and fog and all, and everyone was there to see the fireworks at the waterfront." Alvin sighed. "Ben, we all know you guys were the ones that ran over Ariana, so stop lying." My mouth fell wide open. Gail was so shocked his eyes almost popped out. Enzo already fainted due to how nervous he was. Jace laughed out loud. Josh gave him a dirty look. What? No, we did not kill Ariana. We're innocent," I blabbered out. "We weren't even at the waterfront. Stop accusing us." "Get better at lying," I scolded myself. Josh made a face and took out his phone. "Look." He played a video, showing cars driving straight at the person filming. Then the camera fills and showed only blackness. He paused the video. Now are you gonna stop talking nonsense?" he shouted. I gulped hard. It was all I could say. My mind went blank. Where did you get that clip?" I asked quietly. "The live stream," Josh said with a sigh. "Ariana was filming a live stream of the fireworks at the waterfront. This shows Gail's car charging at my daughter." "Whoa, hold up," I said. "This is Gail's car, so why am I the one talking? Gail's the one responsible for this accident. She's the one who agreed to let me drive around at midnight." If we were all to blame, the one thing I can do is make the others look worse. Josh turned over to Gale. Look, everyone makes mistakes sometimes, but y'all need to work on your attitudes. Why did I hear Jay shout, "Let's bail," after discovering who the victim is? Why are you all denying you are murderers? Why lie when we already found out you killed my daughter? His face turned bright red and was clearly out of control. I was drunk, Jace exclaimed, so my attitude was totally fine. Plus, you shouldn't have let Ariana out wandering around the neighborhood at midnight in the first place, so you are to blame too. Ho, so all of a sudden I'm the bad guy now? Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. Plus, you're the one who gave us permission to drive, when you know we can't drive a car, so that makes you the problem. You're the one who let us run over your own daughter, and now you're left alone and your life and your loved ones are all dead. Josh stared for a second. His left eye flinched. Just before he could say anything, I heard glass crashing on the ground and the cool liquid running down my leg. Ugh, gross. I watched as Trevor stood up from his seat and giggled at me. Trevor, did you have to spill your drinks on me this second? Now we gotta change our pants. Luckily, we got spare clothes from the funeral. I have to use the bathroom, Gale said impatiently. Enzel rolled over to his side. He was awake. God, why are we still here? He groaned. He turned and saw Josh staring coldly at him. I need to throw up. I reached for my backpack and took out my black trousers. We headed to the bathroom to change. After a few minutes, I walked out of the bathroom stall, holding my dripping pants. Hey, Trevor, where did you put your pants? There's no way I can get rid of it. I threw it in the trash, Trevor said. What? You can't do that. I didn't know what to do with them, so I just stuffed my pants into the trash can like nothing happened. It'll be fine. No one knows who did it. I sighed. Okay, fine. I walked back into the bathroom stall and stuffed my pants into the half-full trash can. Problem solved. I walked back out and saw Gale and Trevor kneeling beside Enzo in front of the sink. Enzo was looking very weak. Hey, you doing okay? I asked. He smiled weakly and forced himself to stand up. I feel fine, he said, wiping his mouth. I tucked my shirt neatly into my trousers and followed my friends out of the restroom. I was looking at my phone while I was walking when my friends in front of me suddenly stopped and I bumped into them. Dude, what are you doing? Not cool. I looked up and everyone froze in terror, looking down at a body lying lifelessly on the ground. His lips purple. Jace lay in his chair, his head tilted back and his eyeballs bulging out. His hands falling limp beside him. His face was as pale as a ghost, and white foam was pouring out of his mouth. The glass cup was still in his hands, only it was tilted, half empty. His left pant leg had a wet mark, as the root beer had spilled on it. Jace stared blankly up at the ceiling. We watched silently as Alvin walked back to our table. As he reached us, his muscles tightened and he dropped his wallet on the ground. Guys, what the hell happened? Thank you.